He appeared one bleak midnight, as I rested by the dimming fire, waiting for something unknown and seemingly unobtainable. Was it desire? Longing? I knew not what to call it, but there was a voice I had yet to hear. A touch I had never felt. A pyre waiting for the perfect strike. He surveyed me through the flames, his dark, warm irises attempting to beckon me from my lonely stupor. I did not yet meet his gaze, for it was his voice that pulled me from my sullen stare and bid my undying attention.
I believe my sweet has summoned me.
He called to me by name as he materialized through the dying embers. His beguiling voice echoed in my delicate ears and kindled a new inferno within me. And might you be? I asked. He looked like a man, but I knew different. No mortal man can pass over cedar and charcoal and still claim their feet are cold. His magnetic hand seized my hips and pulled me onto my feet towards him. He took my chin in his hand and stole the first of many kisses from my lips. Only a faint breath escaped my lips as he whispered,
"You taste divine."
His teeth grazed my neck, teasing and electrifying my skin. Pushing my shoulders forward, I begged him to mark me, and he obliged, puncturing my vein. The sinful, intoxicating boon of his mark set my entire body ablaze. Utterly beset, I clutched his arm and met his fierce, entrancing eyes as they growled,
"Let me crawl into your bed and fulfill your deviant mind. Give me permit to grant your request of lust and uncontrollable passion."
Lust was the word. In that moment, I lost all semblance of innocence. This being offered true desire, and I bit his tempting fruit. In my lucid and aroused state, I could only mutter a single word to grant his claim of my body. "Please." He firmly grasped my hand and snapped his fingers and transported us from the dwelling to a dark, misty abyss, and I stood in awe of his transformation. Releasing my hand, he began to tear skin to raw shreds, his soul violently twisted in beautiful agony and unveiling a beautiful, indescribable form. I knew then he was a being unknown to this world. He was destined to discover me, embitter me and alone by that fire, and claim me as his. He was my monster. Newly freed from his mortal bindings, his hands grabbed and groped my body, forcing small, breathy whimpers from my lungs. I laced my fingers with his to staunch his baiting and stared at him with pleading eyes, panting. "Please, please, I need..."
"Happily, my sweet."
He knew exactly what I wanted. He snapped his fingers once more, and out of nowhere, a large bed appeared. He guided me onto the mattress while I greedily tore off my vestments, freeing my aching body for his conquest and ushering a night unlike any I'd ever seen. Oh, the antiquated Congress shall forever burn in my memory. None could make me feel alive as he did. I burned for him as he did for me. The tender touches and the taste of each other's desire only left me wanting more. It seemed like hours of arching backs and guttural moans. Pleasure and exquisite torment. We were truly desperate for each other. No amount of contact could sedate our joint craving. Tears welled in my eyes as my legs became a vice around him. My nails dragging down the muscles of his back. The melody of pleasure and pain. My trills and his intent became unbearable for us. And our simple collisions turned explosive. At the peak of our bliss, I lost all sense. I couldn't help sink my teeth into his shoulders in the midst of my convulsions. Our voices conjoined to form a symphony laced with the triumph of execution. A lustful melody we would co-set for eternity. Our bodies huddled together in a heap as we came down from our bliss. We relaxed our sore frames and enjoyed each other's warmth.
Oh, my sweet, you are indeed worthy of my claim. I shall keep you close.
I proudly beamed at the sentiment. Then no, you are mine as well, I reposed. And you will never be shared. I felt him smile in our embrace before kissing the bruises left on my neck and shoulders. He held me close and whispered,
"Good night, my sweet. I must slumber."
"Rest well, my dear monster," I sleepily whispered back, placing a tender kiss on the singular mark I imprinted on his shoulder, and we drifted into a peaceful slumber, listening to each other's heartbeats in our infinite void.